This is URN.
Hello, I am Coraline Moynihan. I'm here with Ben Meller on behalf of URN. We are here at Trent Building to report on the mandatory consent rally that is happening and that is organised by Lucy Johnson and Ellis Turner on behalf of Sexpression Nottingham, who we are going to speak to shortly. I'm here with Lucy Johnson, who is the president of Sexpression Nottingham. Lucy, could you tell us about what Sexpression do and who you are?
So Sexpression are a volunteering group that teach in schools about sex ed, just like empowering young people to make right choices for them with all the knowledge that they have. And I'm president.
So the consent training that you guys are lobbying for, how do you think that can impact students on campus? How do you think it will reduce the number of sexual assault incidents that could be occurring?
So a lot of the things that happen are because of a lack of education. So I feel like giving people just the basic knowledge of like consent will just make people think like, actually, is this okay? And like teaching people that like check-ins are okay and like consent is sexy.
So what caused you guys to want to begin this campaign? Was there a particular incident that impacted you, or was there something that influenced you?
It was just seeing like around how many people like didn't know what consent like was and didn't understand like the full impact of their actions, and like seeing like loads of videos around everywhere, I feel that people don't understand. So it's important that people know about it.
Lucy and Sexpression Nottingham have created an open letter that is being distributed around campus and has been shared since, is it August that you guys first shared it?
Yeah, August.
And this rally today is in support of that. What was it that made you guys decide to do a rally?
Just to like get it out there and like show the uni that people want this, and like having a public like presence means that people do want this and people care about it, and like the open letter is doing really well, but we also need that just like in-person stuff as well.
I completely agree, and the open letter has now received over 500 signatures from students at the University of Nottingham. What response are you hoping that the university will have to both the open letter and the rally?
To make a public declaration that mandatory consent training is going to happen, because it's all on the inside of like words and words, like, oh, it might happen, like, oh, we want it to happen though, but they're not making it public and they're not being held accountable. So from this, I wishing put them into a corner and be like, yes or no.
In the meantime, am I correct in saying that Sexpression are delivering their own consent workshops until the university makes them mandatory?
Yeah, we are. We've also offered them out for societies, and we're going to do them as a society. We're doing them as Shag Week as well, just so people get the knowledge that they need.
And just to give a bit of insight into the rally, can you tell us a bit about the route, what's going to be happening?
So we're starting at Trent, going around Central. I think we're going past George Green and then up back to Portland Steps. And then we're going to do like a chalk demonstration on why people want this consent training. And then in Portland, we're going to have like sticky notes so then people can say what they want in the consent training.
Starting the rally around 12:15, Sexpression were joined by around 20 to 30 students on campus. We went and spoke to some. So I am speaking with
Alex.
Alex, who is a part of the rally today. And how long for the rally have you been a part of it? Have you been since the beginning, or have you joined it?
Yeah, since the beginning. So I'm the school liaison officer for Sexpression, so really passionate about this campaign, yeah.
What do you think could come about from having consent training sessions implemented at the university?
I think just further education, like not everyone gets great consent training at school, so it's really important everyone's on the same page when you get to uni, and I think more education can help prevent like sexual assaults, which are quite prevalent at university still.
And do you think the rally today has garnered a lot of attention?
Yeah, definitely attention. And I think we still need more people to be scanning the QR code, signing the petition, sort of get more signatures, but I think it's definitely raised the issue up with a lot more people who didn't know about it.
And where can people find the QR code if they haven't seen you guys here today?
So it's on a link on Sexpression Nottingham's Instagram. So I can just follow that out. It's really quick to just fill out and sign the petition.
I'm here with
Aditya,
who has joined the consent rally today. And what made you come along to it? Have you been with us for the whole walk?
Yes. I joined on right at the beginning. I saw the cause was very, very important because I did not know that Trent has had mandatory consent training for 4 years apparently, and the Uni of Nottingham has not. I think it's really, really important that especially that freshers who join on uni for, like, you know, it's their first time away from home, they might not know about the importance of consent in like day-to-day life, just like going about their business, doing things that people do. And I think it is a really, really useful thing to even, you know, for the uni to put out for poor people to be able to access. And having it be mandatory would, I think, improve things a lot on campus, off campus, just in the city, just in general.
And at the march today, it is a majority women here. Mm-hmm. What do you think could be done to engage male students at the university more? What could be done to encourage them to engage in consent training?
I think it's mostly a problem of people being apathetic about it. I think they think that they're okay, therefore it's fine for them to not know about these things and not get involved. But I think the more that mask-presenting people get involved, the more approachable it is for people to join these things. And also, I do think there's a lot of sexism involved in that kind of thing. I think people leave it up to femme-presenting people to do this kind of thing, and that shouldn't be the case. As for getting people more involved, I really do think it is just a matter of outreach. I think if people know about it more, it will happen. Sex Pressure is doing a really good job organizing and stuff there. They're all over social media. This march has been great. So I think more of this, and I think there'll definitely be more mass presenting people getting involved.
Then definitely. And what response do you want to see from the university regarding consent training and in response to this rally and the open letter?
I think they should get on it straight away. I think the longer they leave it, the more like in our bad books they are, because there's not really an excuse for not having mandatory consent training, especially if Trent's had it for so long. And it's not really that much of an effort. They've got the people to do it. And I think the quicker they do it, the better.
I am here with Maz, who is an attendee of the rally. Maz, have you been with the rally since it started, or have you joined halfway through?
I joined halfway through.
What made you join halfway through the rally?
Mandatory consent training is a really important thing, and it's through change education is like a massive important step in that, and it's like something that we really should have. So I think it's a really important issue, and I wanted to help.
That's brilliant. And what impact do you think the rally could have on the university in implementing consent lessons?
Well, so we have there's a QR code to sign an open letter, and it's to get people aware and to kind of have some traction, just some pressure on the university to try and make change. So hopefully there will actually be a change through this.
And we're here at Portland Steps, where attendees have written on the floor in chalk. Have you written on the floor?
Yes.
What did you write, if you're willing to share?
I wrote a few things. I wrote that consent training is important to show SA victims that they are valued and respected, that to be safe is to be free, because you don't feel like you can do a lot and you feel constrained in your life when you're afraid, and there's consent training can help stop living in fear. That's what I wrote.
I think that's a brilliant thing to write down. And do you think that the university currently provides enough support to survivors and also to students in general who may have had unconsensual experiences?
No, I think that there could always be more, but currently it's just like, how would you even know where to go? I think the university should be doing better, really.
Marching around campus, the rally gained a lot of attention from onlookers, of whom we spoke to some. Were you aware of what the rally you just saw was about?
No, not really. I was quite surprised. But from the posters, I assume it was about getting a mandatory consent training introduced by the university.
Yes, that's correct. And how do you feel about that sort of training being implemented? Do you think that will have a positive impact on the university?
I mean, sure, you know, it's always good to, you know, make people aware of, you know, you really should respect someone's consent. And, you know, I mean, sexual assault is not really zero. It still occurs even if we don't introduce training. So I think it's better to introduce training to try and mitigate any kind of possible future things that might happen.
Are you aware of what the rally you just saw is about?
No.
So, Sex Pressure Nottingham is a student volunteer group who teach about sex education pretty much, and they are demanding that the university implement mandatory consent lessons for all students. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think that's top class, to be fair. Yeah, I think they should. Yeah.
What influence do you think it could have on students?
Well, obviously, we're a very multicultural, beautiful, diverse university, and I think people come from all over the world, obviously. So people might have a different attitudes and stuff and approaches to this sort of thing. So I think if we all like had like a certain level of what the university expects, or like what other people expect, I think we'd all be like on the same page.
On campus and online, this is URN.